Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Ksuvas daf Chaf Gimel. We left off at Chaf Beis, Amid Beis, three lines up from the bottom at Tanu Rabbanan. Today's year is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and also Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha. It's also sponsored by Jamie Frand in honor of his 40th birthday and the 40th birthday of his twin sister, Jennifer. We wish Jamie and Jennifer a very happy birthday, and we thank all of the sponsors very, very much for their sponsorship and support of this year. Today we are going to discuss a couple of topics. We are going to discuss, first of all, picking up what we left off with yesterday, where there's a debate as to whether a woman actually got married. Yesterday we saw where the woman was married, there was a debate as to whether she was actually divorced or she was a captive. There was a debate as to whether she was actually tar, what exactly her status is. Where the captive is today, where there was a debate whether the woman's husband actually died, whether she could get married. If she got married and then there's contradictory testimony that's presented, does she have to leave her husband? Today we're going to talk about what happens if there's a debate as to whether the woman was actually accepted kiddushin from somebody, and then we're going to talk more about exactly what happens if she took action on the basis of one set of edim, and then another set of edim, and then another set of edim came. We're going to focus a lot on what happens where a woman is held captive. So we had said where a woman is held captive, the assumption that we saw already yesterday and the assumption that we've been dealing with for the past couple of times in this Masechta that we've discussed a woman who is held captive is that the captors who are Goyim are going to violate the woman who they capture. Now, the woman is believed if she's the one who says that she was captured, she's then believed to say to Horani that even though I was captured, I'm tar, because that's the concept that we've been discussing throughout this perek of apesha asar hu apesh shehiter. However, if there were edim that she was captured, in other words, we know that she was captured not because of what she tells us, but because there were edim that tell us that she was captured, then she's no longer believed to say to Horani because she loses her koach of apesha asar. So we're going to see a couple of mices where captives. Were able to get to a based in and were able to testify that they were actually captured before their captors were able to come and present themselves as well. So through that, the women were able to be believed through the koach of hapesh asar. Then we're going to talk about what happens if there were two women who were captured and each one is testifying on herself. What if one testifies on herself and the other woman is a woman believed to say what the status of her fellow captive is? So that's what we're going to talk about on Amud Beis. So says the Gemara again, we left off Chav Beis, Amud Beis, three lines up from the bottom, Tanu Rabbanan, it's the middle of the third line from the bottom. Says the Gemara as follows, Tanu Rabbanan, Shnayim Omrim Niskacha. If two people said that Reuven gave Kedushin to a woman, Vishnayim Omrim Lo Niskacha, and two people say, no, she never accepted Kedushin. Harezu Lo Tinase, she cannot get married. What does it mean she cannot get married? It means she can't get married to anybody else, because maybe she had already accepted Kedushin from Reuven. Therefore, she's not able to get married to anybody else. Vim Nises, however, if she did get married to somebody else, Lo Teitse, then she doesn't have to leave that other husband. Shnayim Omrim Nisgarsha, Vishnayim Omrim Lo Nisgarsha. If two people say that she was married but she got divorced, and another two people say that she was married and she never got divorced, Harezu Lo Tinase, she's not supposed to get married, she's not able to get married to somebody else, Vim Nises Teitse, but if she does get married, and even if she gets married to somebody else, she has to leave her second husband. So the Gemara predictably is going to focus on the discrepancy between these two cases. When there's a machlokas whether she accepted kedushin from somebody, she's not supposed to get married to anybody else, but if she did, she doesn't have to leave that guy. Where there's a machlokas among the edim, where there's contradictory testimony as to whether she got divorced, she's not supposed to marry somebody else, and if she did get married to somebody else, she has to leave the second husband. So why in the case of gerushin does she have to leave the second husband? Why in the case of contradictory testimony about kedushin does she not have to leave the second husband? So that's what the Gemara asks. Turning to Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, so Maishna Reishna, Maishna Seifa. So what's the reason why in the Reisha she doesn't have to leave her second husband, whereas in the Seifa, she does have to leave her second husband. So Tosfos over here was bothered. What's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? The difference between the Reisha and the Seifa is obvious. Vim Tomar, Shna Vishna, that there's a big difference. The Reisha, Islam Ukma Becheskas Pnuya, the Seifa, Becheskas Eshes Ish. Because in the Reisha, we're dealing with somebody who was single. There's a machlokas among the Edim. There's a contradiction among the Edim as to whether she ever accepted Kedushin. But if you look back at her chazaka, the chazaka is that she's single. And therefore, if she got married to somebody else, she doesn't have to leave that husband because we're going to follow her chazaka. Whereas the woman who was married, and now there's a contradiction, there's a stira among the Edim as to whether she ever got divorced, her chazaka is not that she's a penuya, her chazaka is that she's an eshes ish. And therefore, if she got married to somebody else, we're going to enforce the chazaka that she is an eshes ish, or she was an eshes ish, and therefore she would have to leave her second husband. So says Tosfos over here, v'yesh lomar debereisha, afagav dislod nukman b'cheskas pnuya mikom mokom treya treis feka derabanan hi. The treya trey, the contradiction among the edim, creates a suffix derabanan, k'demukhak b'perach dalal achen v'avalon the meymar teitse midrabanan. So the reason that there is a stira is because the Gemara shouldn't have said lo teitse. The Gemara should have said teitse midrabanan, because at least there is a trey or trey, and that creates a suffix on a drabanan level. So says Tosfos, that's why there's a contradiction between the Reisha and the Seifa, because even if we're going to rely on the Chazaka, the Halacha and the Reisha should be teitse midrabanan. The Halacha and the Seifa should be teitse midaraisa. So back in the Gemara, so Maishna Reishna, Maishna Seifa. So what's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? So Rabbanya Tirgama Be'ed Echad. So no, we have to interpret the Braisa where one aid came and testified as to all this stuff. Not two aidim, but only one aid. So now the Gemara reads as follows. So Eid Echad Omer Niskatsha, Eid Echad Omer Lo Niskatsha. If you have one aid who comes and testifies that she accepted Kedushin, one aid that comes and testifies that she didn't accept Kedushin, Tervayu Bipnuya Kamasadi, they're both being meyed on a Pnuya, because initially they all agree that she was a Pnuya. Vaidamar Niskatsha Havile Chad, and because they both agree that she initially was a Pnuya, that's like two witnesses that say she was single. One witness comes and says, one of those witnesses comes and says that she was engaged. Havile Chad, that's one witness. Vein Dvarav Shalecha B'makam Shnayim. And the word of one witness is not believed vis-a-vis the word, the word of two witnesses, because they're both saying that she was single. In other words, what the Gemara is essentially saying is there's one aid, and therefore, remember what Tosfa said, that the trey a trey, and therefore she should leave midrabanan, she should be teitzim midrabanan. There is no trey a trey, there's only one aid. So there's one aid that says that she accepted Kedushin. They both agree that initially she was single. So if there's only one aid who says that she was engaged, we're going to follow now the chazaka that she was a pnuya. Seifa, similar case in the Seifa, eid echad omer nizgarsha. One aid said that she was divorced. Ve'ed echad omer lo nizgarsha. And one aid said that she was not divorced. Tarvayu beishas is kamasadi. They're both testifying that originally she was an eishas ish. She was a married woman. Ve'ayda kamer nizgarsha avalechad. And there's one witness who says that she accepted the divorce, that she was divorced. Ve'ein dvarav shalecha b'makam shnayim. And therefore, the word of one is not believed nega the word of two, because in other words, in this case, there is a chazaka that she's an eshes ish, and therefore there's only one witness who's coming and testifying that she's no longer an eshes ish, and we're not going to believe the testimony of the one nega the testimony of the two, which is supported by the chazaka that she initially was an eshes, that she initially was an eshes ish. So says Tosfos over here, Tosfos in the second Tosfos over here, Dvir Maskel Tarvayu. So if you look four lines down in the Tosfos, he says, Avoltema, Amay lo tinase lechatchila davin lo lukmea chazaka, that if there's only one witness who says that she accepted Kedushin, and the reason that we don't believe the one witness is because now it's a one against two, because there are two witnesses who admit that she initially was single, meaning we follow the chazaka that she's a pnuya. Why is the halacha that lo tinase? Why is the halacha that she shouldn't get married, but if she gets married, she doesn't have to leave her second husband? Why can't she get married lechatchila on the basis of the chazaka? So says Tosfos, v'yesh lomar kagon shani yodim shezorek la kedushin umesafgalon ikarav lo ikarav la. Ah, okay, because it's not a situation where they're arguing in a vacuum as to whether there was a kedushin given, because that really is a weird machlokas for the Edom to be having. The problem is, we know the fact pattern was that the guy threw her a very romantic proposal. He threw her kedushin. We don't know whether it got closer to her, in which case she was koneh the kedushin, the kesef kedushin, or whether it was closer to him, in which case she was never koneh the kesef kedushin. And therefore, there's a real suffix over here. And says Tosfos, Vani beisadi chadamar koravlo, the chadamar koravlo. That's what they're arguing about, whether it was closer to her, whether it was closer to him. The kevan the vaday zarek la kedushin, since he definitely threw her the kesef kedushin, les lo nameimar ukma achazaka lehetera lechatchila. We can't say that lechatchila we're going to let her get married because there's at least a suffix. In other words, yeah, she has a chazaka of an eshes ish, but there's at least like a probable cause that maybe she got engaged because there's definitely a suffix here. Inami, or says Tosfos over here, Kikon Shayu Neiras Dolko, Sumitos Mutso, Shayu Omed Lakadesh, Kidamar Mesofa Megaresh, Veda Chodomar Neskacha, Veda Chodomar Loneskacha, Biosa Shah. Ah, or we're talking about where the guy already went to the engagement gemach and he rented the marry me sign and all the candles that you see in everybody's proposal. So the evidence points to the fact that the guy actually pulled the trigger unless he got really cold feet. So in other words, the contradictory testimony is in a situation where there's a real suffix where we have to be choshesh that there was a kedushin over here, and that's why we are not going to permit her to get married l'chatchila. But if she got married, then b'diavad, we're not going to make her leave her husband. Because after all, the chazaka that she has is a chazaka of a cheskas pnuya. Okay, back in the Gemara. So says Ravashi. Ravashi yomar liolam trey trey. No, really, it's a two against two. If it's a two against two, so why is the halacha different in these cases? Ve'epuch, and let's reverse it. Shnayim omrim re'inua sheniskacha. If two people say, we saw her get engaged, v'shnayim omrim lo re'inua sheniskacha. Not that she didn't get engaged, just that we didn't see her get engaged. Vishnayim omrim lo renua sheniskacha. Harezu lo tinase. Lechatchila she can't get married. Vimnisays teitse. But if she got married, she does have to leave her husband because now we're reversing the halacha, whether teitse or lo teitse. And we're saying that in the case of kedushin, if two people say that she did accept kedushin from somebody and two people say, no, she didn't accept kedushin from that, we didn't see her accept kedushin from that person, not able to get married. If she gets married, she has to leave the other guy. Says the Gemara, Pshita, lo reinua in araya. The fact that these other witnesses say that we never saw her accept kedushin is not a raya either way. In other words, they're not testifying that she didn't accept kedushin. They're not testifying that she's not engaged. They're testifying we didn't see. There's a lot of things that I didn't see. That doesn't mean that I can testify as to them. So says the Gemara, lo tzricha de dairi b'chatzar echa. No. The fact that they didn't see her get engaged, it's somewhat probative because we're talking where they live in the same courtyard. So why? So ma the tamim imisa diniskacha kolis lay the milsa. I might think that because they live in the same courtyard, if she actually accepted kedushin from somebody, then there would be a big kol, there would be a big rumor, there would be a big celebration. So it would be obvious that she got engaged. Kamash malon dav the inish to mekatche bitzina. Says the Gemara, no, there are some people who don't like getting engaged on top of the Eiffel Tower or in Times Square. There are some people who try to make it a private event, and therefore, even though they live in the same chatzer, the fact that they didn't see her get engaged is somewhat probative, because the fact that they didn't see her get engaged, rather, is not therefore probative, because it's not that they definitely would have seen it had she gotten engaged, because even though they live in the same chatzer, they wouldn't necessarily have seen it if she got engaged. So Seifa, and the Seifa, how do we explain the Seifa regarding two witnesses? And again, according to this Shita in the Gemara, and the Seifa by Gerushin, the halacha is lo tinase, v'mnises lo teitse. So why would that be the case that she wouldn't have to leave her second husband? So says the Gemara as follows, Seifa shnayim omrim reinua sheniskacha. Two people say that we saw her get divorced. V'shnayim omrim lo reinua sheniskacha. And two people say that we didn't see her get divorced. Harezu lo tinase, then she's not able to get married. V'mnises lo teitse. and if she got married, then she doesn't have to leave her second husband. So my kamash malon. So what's the chiddush over here? That afal gav dadari b'chatzar echad. That even though they live in the same chatzar, that when they say that we didn't see her get divorced, that's not probative, because even though they live in the second chatzar, they wouldn't necessarily have seen her get divorced. So hainu ach. But that's the same case as kedushin, right? That even though you live in the same neighborhood as somebody, you don't necessarily know what's going on in their personal business. Why do you have to teach me the same halacha twice? Says the Gemara, well, ma'al detema gabi kedushin hu davidi and the mekadshei betzina, aval gabi gerushin amisa degarsha kolis lulamilsa. No, because I may think by kedushin, yes, there are some people who favor the private romantic proposal. However, by gerushin, if he did get divorced from his wife, certainly there would be a kol, certainly he would have publicized it, and therefore, because these people live in the same chatzar, I might think the fact that they don't know, that they didn't see her get divorced, is therefore probative, and that therefore is valid testimony. And therefore, if she got married to somebody else, she should have to leave her second husband, because the fact that they didn't see her get divorced is meaningful. Kamash Malan, it's not meaningful. That the chiddush is that sometimes a person will not only give kedushin betzina, but a person will also divorce his wife. Bitsina as well. Okay, says the Gemara now Viter. So we should just point out that the Meloah Rohan asks that according to the Rosh, the Birchas Eirusin requires a minyan, and also Gerushin requires that the Gerushin take place in front of Edim. And therefore the Meloah Rohan is bothered. How can any of this stuff really take place in private? Because if you have to divorce your wife in front of Edim, according to some shitas in the Rishonim, and when you get engaged, there's a Birchas Eirusin, which we now make everything under the chuppah, so it's all at one shot. But if you would have to make the bracha in front of a minyan at the time of engagement, then how can you really say it's bitzina? Okay, so we must be, so this is probably a raya against those Rishonim, and that you don't necessarily have to have the people assembled at the actual Shas Maisa. Okay, says the Gemara now Viter, Vimishinisei's bo edim lo teitzei, that we had said that if there's contradictory testimony, then it could be that whether she has to leave her second husband depends on when she got married. Did she get married based on the testimony of the first set of Edim before the contradictory witnesses came? Or did she wait until after the witnesses came, after the second set of witnesses came that contradicted the first set? In other words, let's say we're talking about a case where they testified that her husband is dead. So two people come and say, your husband's dead. Great, she gets married to somebody else. Then two witnesses come and say that the husband's really alive. Okay, that's one fact pattern. The other fact pattern is where there are two witnesses who say that the husband is dead. Then two witnesses come and say, no, he's not dead, and then she gets married. That appears to be worse, right? That doesn't sit as well with us. So the Gemara is going to talk about this now. So says the Gemara as follows. The two dots, a couple of lines up from the wide lines. Vim neshinisus bo edem lo teitzei. Rav Hoshaya masni lo aresha. Rabba bar oven masni lo aseifa. So Rav Hoshaya learns this on the resha, meaning, what does it mean, aresha? That Rashi says in Mishnisays bo edem shaisa eshes ish vehi nisays al piatzma shamra grushani. In other words, if she got married on the basis of her own testimony that she was divorced, and then witnesses came and said that she's really an eshes ish, that's the resha, and the seifa is where nishbesi v'tahorani, and therefore where she said that she was captured and but yet she remained tar, and therefore they permitted her to get remarried. And after that, Edom came and said that she was captured, meaning that they would have taken away her peh she'asar. So man demasni lo aresha. So the one who says that if she got married before Edom came, then she doesn't have to get divorced. In other words, if the one who's masni this on the resha, the one who learns this on the resha by the case of the HS ish. Certainly by the case of the Shvuya, he would say that if she got married on the basis of her testimony that she was Tahora, and then Edom came that she was actually held captive, then she definitely doesn't have to leave her husband. The Bishvuya Hekilu, because we're always going to be more makel by Shvuya, That is a fact. However, uman demasti la seifa aval aresha lo. But the one who learns it on the seifa would not necessarily, in other words, the one who says meko by shvuya, that if she got married that she doesn't have to leave her husband, wouldn't necessarily hold that by the resha as well, where she claims that she was divorced and then witnesses came and said that she was not divorced, because lema derav hamnuna kamiflagi. So let's say that they're arguing about Rav Hamnuna. What's the shita of Rav Hamnuna? So the shita of Rav Hamnuna is Diamar Rashi says, Diamar Isha Shamar Labaila Gerashtani, if a woman says to her husband that you divorced me, ne mene, she's believed. Hilka Chadamar Grushani Mehemna. Therefore, the one who says that she's divorced is going to be believed. In other words, this halacha, that when if she got married on the basis of her own words, and then Edom come, that she doesn't have to leave, the question is, do we believe her when she says that she got divorced? That's what Rav Hamnuna shita is, that she is believed when she says that she got divorced. So if you're going to say, if you're going to learn it on the Reisha, that if once she got married, then the Edom come, then Lo Teitse, that's because we're going to believe her when she says that she got divorced. That's like Rav Hamnuna. The one who learns it on the Seifa, that we're talking about the case where she's held captive, but not the case where she claims that she got divorced, holds not like Rav Hamnuna, because they say that the woman is not going to be believed when she says that her husband divorced her. The man de masala reisha islay de Rav Hamnuna, man de masala seifa leslay de Rav Hamnuna. Says the Gemara, lo, de kuli alma islay de Rav Hamnuna. Everybody agrees to the shita of Rav Hamnuna that if the woman says to her husband, you divorce me, then she's believed, because a woman is not going to be meis panea in front of her husband. The mar sabar kithma de Rav Hamnuna befanav avol shalo befanav meiza, mar sabar shalo befanav nami ena meiza. Says the Gemara, the case of Rav Hamnuna was where the woman went over to her husband and said, you divorce me. Here we're not saying that the woman went over to her husband. The woman is stam telling us that her husband divorced her. So the question is, how far do we extend Rav Hamnuna shita? Do we say that Rav Hamnuna says the woman is not going to have the temerity to lie and claim that the husband divorced her only if she's speaking directly to her husband, but she would lie about the status of the divorce outside the presence of her husband? Or do we say, no, the Rav Hamnuna shita extends even not to the presence of her husband, just like the woman wouldn't have the temerity to lie to her husband's face about the status of her of whether he divorced her, so too the woman wouldn't lie even outside the presence of her husband and claim that the husband divorced her unless it were actually true. Okay, says the Gemara now, Vayter v'mishnis is bo'edim. Now we're 5 lines in the wide lines. If Edom came after she got married, then lo teitze. So Amar Avuah de Shmuel. So Avuah de Shmuel comes and says a great chiddush. Lo niseis niseis mamish. Niseis doesn't mean that she actually went ahead and got married. Elokiven shetirua li nasei. Once they permitted her to get married, afal pi shelo niseis, even though she actually hasn't gone ahead and acted on that heter, then she doesn't have to. Then she doesn't have to leave her husband. Says the Gemara, how can Avuah de Shmuel say that we're not talking about a case where she got married, we're only talking about where she had a heter to get married? Lo teitze ketani. It says lo teitze, meaning she doesn't have to leave the marriage. She doesn't have to leave the marriage implies that she got married. So how can you say that we're not talking about a case where she got married? Says the Gemara, lo teitze me'ateru harishon. No, what it means is that she doesn't have to leave her first heter. In other words, once we permitted her to get remarried, we are not going to walk back that permission to get remarried. And Tosfos over here says, "Dibra maska lo teitze me'ateru harishon heirush v'tinase lechatchila." Therefore, she could get married lechatchila because we are not going to take her out of her original heter. We're going to say lechatchila she could get remarried. Lo shayich lezus fasayim klal, and it's not even a problem of doing something that's slightly untoward. That's slightly untoward. And then Tosfos goes on to say that don't interpret this to mean that she never leaves her first heter, but she's not supposed to get married lechatchila, because saying that she never leaves her initial status of heter, saying that once the Edom come and testify that she's mutter to get remarried, she never leaves that status of heter, implies that she's able to get married lechatchila. Okay, says the Gemara Navaiter, Tanu Rabbanan. Amra nishbesi v'torani. If she says that I was captured and I am tahora, v'yesh li edim shetorani, and there are edim who can testify that I was never violated while I was held captive. Ein omrim namtin atriyavo edim. We don't say that we have to wait until the edim come to support her words. Ela matirin osa miyad, but we are matir her immediately. Why? Because we don't need the edim after all. We already know this halacha. We believe her because of apesha asar, who apesha hitter. Since she's the one who informed us that she was held captive, she's going to be believed to say that she's tahora. Even if she claims that she has edim, we don't need to wait until the edim come, because we don't need the edim. She's believed because of apesha asar. Hetiru alina say, if they permitted her to get remarried because of the pesha asar, v'achakach bo edim, and after that the edim come and they say lo yadana, and they say that we don't know if she's tahora. Meaning, they're not saying that we don't know if she was held captive, because if they're coming and saying they don't know if she was held captive, that's not called edus. That's a nothing. What they mean, what they do is they come and say she was held captive, but we don't know that she's tahora. Meaning, these edim are really taking away her pesha asar. She was permitted to get married originally because of the pesha asar, because she was the one who told us that she was held captive. Had these edim come originally and told us that she was held captive, remember the halacha is she would not have been believed to say tahorani, because then she would have lost her status of apesha asar. She would have lost her koach of apesha asar. So she got married, and after that edim said they permitted her to get married, and after that edim came and said that she was held captive, but we don't know if she was Torah. Harezu lo teitze. That she doesn't have to leave her husband because she got married on the koach of the pesha asar. Vimbo edei tuma. However, if edei tuma came, in other words, not edim who said that we know that she was held captive, edim who said that we know she was held captive and she was actually raped while she was held captive, afili yesh la kama banim teitze, that even if she has many, many kids, then she has to leave her husband because over here now we have edus that she was actually violated when she was a captive. Says the Gemara, Hani Shvuyasa de Asayan Lenarada. There were these captives who came to Narada, Osav Avua de Shmuel and the Turi Badayu. Avua de Shmuel put out guards to watch over them. Armalei Shmuel, and Shmuel said, why are you guarding them now to make sure that they're not violated? Vada Idna Manatrinua. Who watched them until now? In other words, they were probably already violated. So he says, Amarlei Ilu Bantach Abayan. So Avua de Shmuel said to Shmuel, if they were your own daughters, Miyabim Azalzalbu Kuliai, would you be so mezalzel in them? Would you be so free with them and with careless? And would you say, oh, what's the purpose in watching them now to make sure that nobody violates them? They were probably already violated. So in other words, you have to have a little bit of sensitivity. Savi kashigigosh yosim levnei ashalit. It's like an error that proceeded from the ruler, right? It's like, so in other words, this set things in motion. And kedvarav kein hu, vishtabian bante de mar Shmuel. Sure enough, mar Shmuel's daughters were all captive. The captors brought them to Eretz Yisrael. So they were very, very smart. They left their captors outside the Beis Medrash. And they went to the Beis Medrash of Rav Chanina. And they each said that we were held captive, but we're tar. Nobody ever violated us. Shirinu, and they said, oh, Pesha Asar, therefore we're going to permit you, we're going to believe you, we're going to permit you to get married. Sof ol asu shvunayu. Then their captors came into the Beis Medrash as well. They came running after them because they wanted to see what was taking them so long. Amar Rav Chanina, benan demarayan einan. Ah, these girls must be the daughters of a Talmud Chacham, because they know the halacha. They knew to come to the Beis Medrash without their captors, because had they brought their captors with them to the Beis Medrash, they would not have been believed to say that we were held captive, and they would not have been believed because of a pesha asar, because they would have brought their captors with them. So Igla Milsa, Demati Dir Mar Shmuel Avi, and it turns out that they were the daughters of Mar Shmuel, Anamarle Rav Chanina L'Rav Shimon Bar Abba, that he was a Kohen, Puk Itzval B'Krovosech, go get married to your relatives, he was related to their family. In other words, that we knew for sure that they were not violated, because we believe them because of Apesha Asar. So Anamarle L'Rav Chanina, Vayika Edim Emdina Sayam, but there are Edim Emdina Sayam, in other words, why are we believing them Mikoach the Pesha Asar? There are Edim that they were held captive, just the Edim are not in front of us. Says the Gemara, because Hashtami Alisnu, come on. because right now they're not here, and that's why we're going to believe her through a Pesha Asar. Edim Mitzad Istan, if there were Edim up north, meaning far away from us, Vatei Asar, and we're gonna say that she's Asar, no, we're going to believe her because of Pesha Asar. But the Gemara deduces, Taima Delo Asayedim, Ha Asayedim Mistara, but the reason that they permitted them to get married was because there were no Edim. But if the Edim came, then we wouldn't permit them to get married. From Rav Avuha Shmuel, Kivan Shetira Linasei, Kivan Shetira Linasei, Afal Pi Shelo Niseis, I didn't, Avuha the Shmuel, say that once we permit her to get married, we're going to believe her mikoach the Pesha Asar, even if later Edim come and say that she was held captive. Yeah, the reason that they let them get married and Dafka because the Edim weren't there is because the Edim who that we're talking about are not Stam Edim that she was held captive, it was Edei Tumah. And what did we say? That if the Edei Tumah come afterwards, even if she's married with a lot of kids, then she has to leave her husband. So Afal Pi Shelo Niseis Amar Rav Ashi, Edei Tumah Itmar. We're talking about Edei Tumah, and therefore they permitted them to get married simply because the Edim were not there. Okay, says the Gemara now. Baiter, turning to Chav Gimel on the days. So Shnei Nashim Shanishbu. So you have two women who are held captive, and Rashi points out, fills in a critical gap. Sheish Edim Shanishbu, that there were Edim that they were held captive. Zosameres Nishbesi Vitorani. One says that I was captured and I'm tar. Vizosameres Nishbesi Vitorani, and the other one says I'm captured and I'm tar. Eina Nemenes, and they are not going to be believed because there is no Hapeh Sha'asar over here. So right, because there were Edim that they were held captive. That's what Rashi filled in. Tosfos over here says, Divrei Maskil Shtei Nashim, says, Omari Delogar Sinan Zosameres Nishbesi Vitorani, Ela Zosameres Tohorani. We're not talking where each one says, I was captured and I'm tar, but each one stam says, I'm tar. Dabdika Edim Shanishbu Iri. Why would they be coming and saying, I was captured? I were talking about a case where there were Edim. So Miu Yesh Lakai Magirsa Da Iri De Inu Lo Yadi Dika Edim Bashminan Da Filo Achi Lo Mehemna. No, says Tosfos, we could keep the Girsa and say that they both say we were captured, but we're tar. They didn't know that there were Edim, but there were, and therefore we're not going to believe them. Mikoach haPesha Asar, because they don't have a Pesha Asar. Uvizman Shemi, the Zuazu, Arei Elu Nemanos. However, when they testify one on one as to the other, then they are going to be believed. And Rashi says, Arei Elu Nemanos. The Bishvuya Akilu Lahamanerecha Vafilu Isha, Rashi says that by Shvuya, one of the kulos, by Shvuya is that we're going to believe even Eid Echad, even a woman we are going to believe over here. And the Ran says the Chiddush is that we're not afraid that maybe the reason that each of the women is testifying as to the other woman is because they have a deal and they say, oh, I'll testify on your behalf, you'll testify on my behalf, we're both going to lie. No, we're not choshesh for that, says the Ran. And we will believe in Eid Echad by Ishvuya. Okay, says the Gemara Navaiter. Tana Rabbana. Ani Tameyav Chaverosai Torah. You have these two captives. One of them says, and one of the women says, I'm Tameh, but my friend is Tahar. Nemenes, then she's going to be believed. We're going to explain all these cases in the Gemara. Ani Torah V'Chaveresai Tameyav. She says that she herself is Torah, but her friend is Tameh. Ain't a Nemenes. She's not going to be believed. Ani V'Chavertai Tameyav. Both me and my friend are Tameh. Nemenes, she is believed. Nemenes al Asman, rather, she's believed on herself that she's Tameh, Vein Nemenes al Chaverta, she's not believed on her friend. Aniva Chaveres say Tahora, if she testifies that they're both Tar, Nemenes al Chaverta, Vein Nemenes al Asma, she's believed on her friend, but she's not believed on herself. And in all these cases, her friend sits there silently. So we only have this woman testifying as to her status and as to the status of her friend. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar, Ani Tahora v'chaverosai Tameya. If she says that she's Tahora and her friend is Tameya, then Eina Nemenes, then she's not going to be believed. Hey Chedami, so what's the case here? Idalaka Edim, if there are no Edim that they were captured, Alatzma Amailo Mehemna, why wouldn't she be believed to say that she's Tahor? Nishpesi v'torani Kamre, because that's the Pesha Asar, that's what we started our perek with. Elapshita diik Edim. So it's obvious that there were Edim, and therefore she's not believed because there is no Pesha Asar. But says the Gemara, Eimem Tziyasa, look at the middle case. Aniva Chavaratai Tameya. both my friend and I are tamei. Nemenes al hashma, she's believed that she's tamei. Veina nemenes al chavrta, but she's not believed to say that her friend is tamei. Vidik edim, but if there are edim that they were captured, amai lo me'emna, why isn't she believed that her friend is tamei? Because they were captured and there is no apesha asar here, so the friend should, she should believe that her friend is tamei. Elapshita delaka edim. So it's pashut that there were no edim, and there were no edim that she was captured, and therefore she's not believed on her friend because she's only an eid echad, and an eid echad by shvuya, one of the kulas is that an eid echad by shvuya is only believed to say that she's tahora, but is not believed to say that she is tameya. So says the Gemara Viter, Seifa, but look at the Seifa, Ani v'chavarata tahora. Both my friend and I are tahora, nemenes al chavarata, she's believed on her friend, veina nemenes al atzma, but she's not believed on herself. Vidlak edim, but if there were no edim, atzma amai lo me'emna, why wouldn't she be believed on herself? That's a pesha asar. Ela pshita di'ika edim. Ah, so it's pashat now that there are edim, and that's why she's not believed on herself, because there is no pesha asar. Says the Gemara, hang on, this is difficult. Reisha v'seifa dike edim and siyasa delek edim. Now we've set up the case, and the Reisha and the Seifa, there are edim that they were captured. In the middle case in the Mishnah, we're dealing with there were no edim that they were captured. Why would we be? Why would we set up the Mishnah like this? So Amar Abaya, Abaya says, yeah, in a Kanami, in Reisha v'seifa dike edim, mitziyasa delek edim. And the Reisha and the Seifa, we're talking about where there are edim. In the middle case, we're talking about where there are no edim. Rav Papa says, no, that's shver. That's very difficult to explain that the Gemara is talking like that. Kula di'ika edim. There are edim in every single case. V'ika ed echad ka'apich. And there's one aid that reverses everything that the woman says. So Amra ani tameh v'chavarosai tahora. If she says that I'm tameh and my friend is tahor, v'yamrla, and the aid says v'yamrla aid echad at tahora v'chavarosach tameya, that you're tahor and your friend is tameh, she's tameh. Why? Because shav yisla nafshachaticha deyisura. Because forget about the eid echad who said that she's Torah. She said that she's Tameya, therefore she was Shavisa Nafshachaticha Disura. Chaverta Mishri Apuma Dida. However, even though the eid said that the friend is Tamei, she said that a friend is Tar. She is believed as an eid echad because by Shvuya Kilu, and we believe the words of an eid echad, even a woman, and therefore the friend is going to be Tar. Second case, Ani Torah v'chavarosai tameya, she says that she's Torah, her friend is Tamei. V'yomer le'ed echad, and the eid says, At tameya v'chavarosak Torah, you are Tamei, and your friend is tar. E kivan dika edim, lav kol kaminei. The edim say that she's Tameya, and therefore she's not believed to say that she's Torah. Chaverta, mishri apuma de eid. And the friend is going to be permitted because of the eid echad who said that she's tar. Aniva chavrosai tameya, where she says that she and her friend are both tamei. V'amar la eid echad atva chavrosai tahora. Both you and your friend are tar. E shavisa lanafsha chaticha disura. She's going to be tameya because even though the eid says that she's tahora, she said that she's tameya, and therefore she was shavisa lanafsha chaticha disura. She herself said that she's aser. Chaverta mishterapu med eid. And her friend is going to be tar because we have an aid saying that she's tar. Says the Gemara, Hasu Lamali, Haina Resha. I get it. In other words, if she says that she's Tameya, even if there is a witness who says that she's Torah, Shavisa Lanafsha Chaticha Disura, and Legabe the friend, even though she says that the friend is Tameh, there's an aid who says the friend is Tar. But it's the same case. Why do you keep repeating yourself, says the Gemara? So Ma the Tema Hani Tarvayu Tahoras Ninu, I might think that they're both Tahora. V'hai de Kamrei Hachi, and the reason that she said that they're both Tameh is Tamas Nafshi Implishtami de Kavda, that she's only doing it because she wants to mess over her friend, and therefore we shouldn't say that it's Shavisala Nafsha Chaticha di Sura. Kamash Malan, that a person wouldn't be that wicked, right? The woman wouldn't say, throw herself under the bus, saying that I'm Tameya just to mess over her friend, and therefore it is a legitimate case of Shavisa Lanafsha Chaticha di Sura. Even if there's an aid that says that she's Torah, she's still going to be Tameh. Aniva Chavarosai Torah, where she says that both my friend and I are Torah, V'amr La'id Echad, Atva Chavarosak Tameya, the eid said that you're both Tameh, Ii Kivan Dika Edim Lav Kol Kamina. She's not believed when she says Torah because she doesn't have a Pesha Asar because there were Edim that she was captured. V'chaverota mishtariya pomedida. However, the friend is going to be permitted. Why? Because she's testifying that the friend was not violated, and therefore she is an eid echad. But osulamali hainu reisha dereisha. This is the first case that she's believed on her friend. She's believed to testify that the friend is tar. No, I might think the only reason when we believe her on her friend is when she said two things. I'm Tameya and my friend is Tahora. I might think in that case we believe her that the friend is Tahar. However, where she is testifying that she herself is Tahora, maybe we wouldn't believe her on her friend, because says Rashi, maybe she really intends to testify as to herself, but not as to her friend. Kamash Malan, no, regardless of whether she's saying that she is Tamea, regardless of whether she's saying she's Tahora, she is going to be believed as an Eid Echad on her friend, that the friend is actually Tar, and that is one of the kulos that we have by Shvuya. So that's it for today. Tomorrow we'll pick up with a Mishnah that talks about where there are two men, and each one is testifying that they're a Kohen, that the other guy's a Kohen, so a similar machlokas, similar fact pattern to what we've had by women and the captors. Hope everybody has a great day and a great Shabbat.